From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Danger, danger, danger. Warning, Will Robinson. These were the words that the robot in the sci-fi TV series Lost in Space that drew the viewers to another important twist in the storyline. Well, this isn't science fiction, but for the users of the internet and social media in particular, the decision of the High Court of Australia in Voller's case on Wednesday the 8th of September is most important. The outcome of a Four Corners episode in which Mr. Voller was featured whilst being detained in the Northern Territory Youth Detention Centre called Dondale was a number of media outlets reported on the story and published stories on pages on Facebook. Readers were allowed to post comments to these stories, and Mr. Boller believes that he has suffered injury to his reputation as a result. He has commenced defamation proceedings in New South Wales. The decision was made on appeal from the New South Wales Court of Appeal in its decision upholding the earlier court decision of the New South Wales Supreme Court. In other words, this has moved through the three highest levels of legal decision-making, and they've all upheld the point that the publisher of a page, in the Voller case, it was on Facebook, is responsible for the content of comments posted on that page. So why is this important to us in the amateur community? Many people and numerous clubs have pages which not only allow but also encourage readers to post comments to articles and posts. In the vast majority of instances, this is going to be fine as the comments will be innocuous and related to the content. However, there are a few who wish to make personal and offensive comments. In other words, troll people. And now it means the owner of the page would be responsible and bear legal responsibility should a defamation case be launched. By mid-afternoon on Wednesday, law professor David Rolfe of the University of Sydney had contributed an opinion piece to the conversation. The ABC PM carried a report just after 5 o'clock, and other media outlets were scrambling experts and journalists for the late evening bulletins. The evening news broadcasts that I saw all carried reports of this High Court decision. As I mentioned, this 5-2 decision of the full bench was the top tier of decision-making in this case. What has yet to happen is the various defamation cases commenced by Mr. Boller against various media outlets have yet to be decided. It's just speculation to suggest that the cases will favour one party or the other. The legal fraternity will be hanging on the outcomes, as it will be a significant milestone under the law of defamation. More importantly, it will be the decisions in the defamation cases that will be important to the media outlets and publishers of web pages and social media pages, who will be waiting to see if they have blown the overdraft in not moderating the pages more carefully. So the warning to all clubs and people who publish their own blogs: make sure that not only what you put on the record and what you allow others to post is entirely legitimate comment on the subject, and personal reflections do not reflect adversely on others. There have already been instances of people taking matters to lawyers for settlement amongst the amateur radio enthusiasts. This should be a warning in capital letters. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.